Today's daf is Erechin Daf Chof Aleph. We will begin from the Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. Zok the Mishnah. Chayvei Erechin Memashkin Noisan. So we're learning Mesechtes Erechin. Zok the Mishnah. If somebody takes upon himself Erechin, he says Erech Ployni Olai. The halacha is that Bezdin would enforce the payment. They would literally come down to his house, take collateral, put a lien on his assets, take a mashkin, until he paid. So, chayvei erichin memashkin enoisam, says the Mishnah, a digression. The same is true with regards to other karbanos. Chayvei chatois v'ashamois eim memashkin enoisam. If somebody obligated himself to bring a karban chatos or an asham, so this person now has a chi of chatos, a chi of asham, stating that Bezdin would not come and take a mashkin until he brings the chatos and the asham. Chayvei oilois u'shlamim memashkin enoisam. If somebody had a chi of to bring an oilor and a shlamim, he took upon himself, he made a neder to bring an oilor, he made a neder to bring a shlamim, dalach is, memashkin enoisam, there they would take a mashkin. So chayvei erichin, we do take a mashkin. Chayvei chatois v'ashamois, we don't take a mashkin. Chayvei oilois u'shlamim, again, memashkin enoisam. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean, chayvei oilois memashkin enoisam? It sounds like you can force a person to bring a carbon oilah. The kasha is, it says in the Torah, regarding the carbon oilah, yakrev oisoi, that we bring a carbon oil, you have to bring it with rots, and you have to be willing to bring it. So break the Mishnah. Even though the halacha is that the only time you can bring a carbon oil is if you have rots to bring a carbon oil. So what does it mean you're forcing a person to bring a carbon oil? If there's a halacha of the tzoynei, how could you force him to bring it? Says the Mishnah. We all know this lashon of Chazal. This is the Makar. It's a Mishnah in Erech and Avchaf Aleph on an Aleph. They would force him. But they would force him to say roitzani. It's a little bit of an oxymoron. But they would force him to the point where he said roitzani. Once he says roitzani, he's mekayim dilertzoinai. But at the same time, we forced him to get to that point. It says the Mishnah, the toimer b'gitei nashim. The same is true when it comes to gitei nashim, as in mesechtes gitin. If somebody doesn't want to give a get, but Bezdin, the Chachamim, deemed that this person should divorce his wife, they can force him to give a get. Now, it's a problem. How can you force somebody to give a get? A get has to be given beratzen. A woman can be divorced balkarchai. Stating that, there's a Chayim Darbein Gershom that says that even a woman can't be divorced balkarchai. But midday raisa, you can force a woman to get divorced, but a man has to have ratzon when he gives a get. So how does Bezdin force somebody to give a get? It works with the same oxymoron. Either way, the Mishnah began with another halach of Erechin. It did what it's been doing for the first 20 dafrin of the Masechta. It digressed, and by the end of the Mishnah, six lines later, we're already learning about Gitei Nashim. But the bottom line is, the first halach of the Mishnah was the Chayvei Erechin and Mashkin and Noisim. Somebody takes upon himself Erechin, he has to make the payment. Of course, obviously he has to. He made an Eder. There's a Lois Asev Le'achel Dvaroi, there's two Asays, all the halachas that are involved in Hilchas Nedarim. But the Mishnah says there's a special Chumrah in the halachas of Erechin, where Bezer would force the person to make a payment. How would they force him? They'd walk into his house, they'd literally take one of his possession. The Mashkin in Oisai comes from the Shoyrish of Mashkin. They would take a mashkin, they would take collateral to make sure that this person would pay. There's a big discussion in the Rishon about what point were they mashkin and noisai. So somebody takes upon himself erichin, 5 minutes later, he has the people come down to his house and they're already starting to take things from him, or do we give him a little bit of time? We know there's halacha bal ta'acher, shalosh regalim, exactly. So maybe it's related to bal ta'acher. So this is already a machlokes rishonim. But for our purposes, there is a concept of a mashkin and noisai by erichin, and then the Mishnah says, you find it by karbanos, but only by some karbanos. So when it comes to an oil and a shlamim, you have the same halacha in the mashkin noisai. When it comes to a chatas and an asham, over there you don't have the halacha in the mashkin noisai. So what's the difference between an oil and a shlamim and a chatas and an asham? They're all karbanos. So erichin, okay, that's a unique type of neder. But oilas and shlamim are karbanos. Chatas and asham are also karbanos. So what's the difference? Zok Rashi. The difference is very simple. When does a person bring a chatas? If he doesn't have veira, she's doinei karis, now he has a chiv to bring a karban chatas. His chatas is his means of attaining kapara. When does a person bring an asham? Again, asham is brought for kapara. Oilas and shlamim are not brought for kapara. The only time we need to enforce this payment is when we're concerned that the person on his own is not going to do what he needs to do. If someone has to bring a chatas or an asham, that means he has chayvei krisis looming over him. This person is incentivized. He has skin in the game. he's going to bring the carbon. You know why? Because he wants to have kapara. Therefore, ein memashkin in oisa, it's counterintuitive. Because the chatas and the asham are more chomer, that's why we don't have to enforce it. Because we know the person's going to end up doing what he needs to do. It's dafka to oilin the shlamim, which are not balchet. So over there, we're concerned that maybe the person's not going to do it, so he needs our assistance. So there, the halach is memashkin in oisa. Same is true for erichin. Erichin's not balchet. I mean that it's not balchet. We're worried that maybe the person's not going to do what he needs to do, and therefore the halach is memashkin in oisa. Zokti Gemara. On that note, with that segue, Amar Papa, Pama Shechayvi Chatoyes memashkin in oisa, Chayvi Oilis ain't memashkin in oisa. Even though the Mishnah said Chatoyes Vashomayes ain't memashkin in oisa, Oilis Shlomim memashkin in oisa. Sometimes it's just the opposite. It's possible to have a Chatas with Alach is going to be memashkin in oisa, and it's possible to have an Oilah with Alach is going to be a memashkin in oisa. How so? Chayvi Chatoyes memashkin in oisa, Chatas Nazir, the Chatas that the Nazir used to bring. So a Nazir, when he completed his Naziris, had to bring three Karbonis. He had to bring a Chatas, an Oilah, and a Shlomim. Now, what was the purpose of that chatas? So from this Gemara, it would seem that the chatas had nothing to do with kapara. Even though we've spoken after Ramban, it's a rape bite, that the chatas is coming to be mechapa for the nazir, not for what he did, but for where he's going. Right? We shtel that suit to the Vahu Rachum that we say, a Matzah Yom Kippur. The Velt asks Akasha, what do you say, Vahu Rachum, a Matzah Yom Kippur? Vahu Rachum. The first thing you say after Yom Kippur. Everybody got kapara, slicha, mechili, still wearing a kit of Vahu Rachum. Kapara for what? Yechapar Ovin Vilayashchis? You just finished Yom Kippur. So we shtel to the Ramban once. The Ramban says that the reason the Naza has to bring a carbon chatos is not to be mechaper for being a nazir. When he was a nazir, he was a kaddish. It's to be mechaper for going away from the naziris, because he showed that for 30 days, 100 days, whatever his naziris was, that he's capable of an elevated existence. Now he's going back to live a mundane life. He needs to bring a karban chatas to be mechaper for where he's going, not for where he's coming from. A yid, on Yom Kippur, a seris yimei tshuva, Elul, he shows that he's able to live a more elevated existence. Now, after Yom Kippur, Vahu Rachum, you're going right into Bein Hazmanim. So now you need to say Vahu Rachum, not for where you're coming from, but for where you're going. But this is all al derech drush. In Pshat, the chatas that the Nazir brought was not Baal Kapara. He brought it to complete his Naziris. He had to bring three karbanas to complete his Naziris, a chatas, a noyla, and a shlomim. So that chatas is really not coming lechaper. Not only that, Allah is given Amar Marim, Gilech, Lach, and Shlosh, and Yatzah, that Pidi Eved, the Nazir doesn't have to bring all three karbanas. All he has to do is bring one. The Nizrak, all of Echem, and Adomim, as long as he does the Zrika of one of the karbanas, either the chatas, or the oyla, or the shlomim. Hutter, Han Nazir, Lishtis, Yahim, Vilatam, the Mesim, he ready completes his Aziras, he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to be metabol mason, pasha, bevelay maisi. So this chatos is like an oil and a shlovim. He doesn't have to bring it. He could bring one of the other karbanis. It's not ba because of a chayvi krisos. It's not coming to be mechaper as a result. The whole reason why chatos and ashama is a imam ashkir and oisoi, because we feel the person is incentivized on his own to bring it. There's no reason for us to intervene. Over here, this type of chatas, we do have to intervene, because it's not muchach that the person's going to bring it. So says Rav Papa, pamim shechay v'chatoiz, memashkin enoisei. Oilois, ein memashkin enoisei. What's an example of chavi oilois where we're not memashkin enoisei, which would mean, what's an example of an oilo where we know the person's for sure going to bring the carbon oilo? But oilois yoyledes. Yoyledes, after she finishes her yomei toma, yomei tire, as the Torah mentions in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, so she had to bring karbonas, two karbonas. She had to bring an oilo, and she had to bring a chatas. So that oilo, says the Gemara, we're assuming she's for sure going to bring. Rashi says, why? Because a Yoledes, until she brings her karbanos, is not allowed to eat kachin. The assumption is that she's going to want to eat kachin. And being that the assumption is that she's going to want to go back to being a regular Torah, she has to bring the karban oilo. So as a result, we don't have to force her to do it. It's something that she's going to do herself. But the Gemara asks, just have to speak this out, it's implied in the Gemara's question, that who says that she needs to bring the oilo in order for her to go back to be a regular Torah? So Pashti Yitzhak, because the Torah says she has to bring a chatas or an oila. But just like by a nazir, you find that even though the Torah says the nazir has to bring three karbanos before he goes to not being a nazir anymore, but really doesn't have to bring all three, im gilach al achas mishloshtam yatsa, im nizrak al of echad min adamim huter anazir lishlisiyam v'latam al mesim, maybe the same is true by the letters. Maybe she doesn't have to bring both, and maybe it's the chatas that's the ikur and not the oila. Meaning if we're saying that this oila, im amashkin, and I say she for sure needs the oila in order to be tahar again, that means we see it somewhere in the psukim that she needs the oila. How do you know it? Because it says oila? It also says chatas. Maybe it's the chatas, not the oila. So the Gemara says, my new, probably Dr. Mekra. Because if you look in the pasuk, it says first the oila, then the chatas. So if it says first the oila, then the chatas, presumably it's coming to teach me that she has to bring the oila. But the Gemara says, Vama Rava, Rava said, Lemikra, Iktima Akasav, that even though it says in the Torah oila before the chatas, but really anytime someone has to bring a chatas and an oila, the chatas always comes before the oila. So maybe it's the chatas that's the ikur, not the oila. So who said that the oiladis even has to bring the oila to say that she's incentivized to bring it so that the halacha should be able? emem ashkenonis. So it's probably not where a papa meant when he said chayve oilas emem ashkenonis. Ela ba oilas mitzayir. What's referring to was the oilas mitzayir. Time we're going to the price of shom b'neishav Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika emer, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Breika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Kishem shechatasi v'ashamay ikvesoy erkachay lasoy. Ikvesai, the Mitzayra, in order for him to complete his term as a Mitzayra, in order for him to be Tahar again, he too had to bring several Karbanis. One of the Karbanis they had to bring was an Oila. The Oila was Ma'akiv, he could bring a Chatas and an Oshim and the Shnei Tzipoirim and an Oila. That Oila was Ma'akiv. If the Oila is Ma'akiv, the Halacha is going to be Eimim Mashkin and Oisa. So what's the bottom line? The Mishnah said, Chayvei Chatoris V'Hashomois Eimim Mashkin and Oisa. Chayvei Oilois Hushlamim Mimashkin and Oisa. Pashit, it sounds like it's a din and a chatas and an asham on the one hand, and an oila and a shlam on the other hand. Right? Chatas and oila are very different. Chatas is lamayla michot hasikra, oila is lamata michot hasikra. Chatas, when you do this rika, it has to be on the four corners of the mizbeach. Oila, achashishtayim, shtayim shein arba. There's many differences in halacha. You have dam chatas, shenite zalabeged. Right? There's a whole bunch of halachas in the Shulchan Aruch of a Chatas that differ from the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch of an Oila. So Pasha, you would say, that's this halacha as well. Chai v'chatois, the halacha is in the mashkin in Oislam. Chai v'oilas u'shlamim, the halacha is the mashkin in Oislam. Stating that, it's mavur in the Gemara, for a papa said that that's not true. It's not that Chatas and Asham are different than Oila and Shlamim. It's really based on why a person needs the Chatas and the Asham and why a person is bringing an Oila and a Shlamim. Why does somebody bring a Chatas and an Asham? Because of a Chet. You did an Aveira, you're incentivized to bring the Chatas and the Asham. So if you're self-motivated, there's no reason for us to start intervening. By the Oila and the Shlamim, it's not Baal Chet. Being that it's not Baal Chet, you're not necessarily as self-motivated. As a result, we have to help you out. We need to do what we need to do to make sure that you're going to... Stating that, if you had a Chatas where it's not Muchach that you're going to bring it, or you had an Oila where it is Muchach you're going to bring it, says Rapapa, Pomim, Shechai, that is Pashit Pshat in the Gemara. Stating that, there's a very obvious question. The obvious question is that the Torah, when it talks about the carbon oil, so the Pasuk says, which means that the oil was also Mechaper. So if the oil was also Mechaper, now what was a Mechaper for? So Rashi says in Chumash that the oil was Mechaper on Mitzvah Saseh, and on Lois Saseh is Shenite Glase. But the bottom line is, if someone was Mevatel on Mitzvah Saseh, Tzadik Baritz Asher Yaseh, Toiv Leyechta, Chaim Volozhin says, means Mitzvah Saseh. So of course, there are people that are Mevatel on Mitzvah Saseh, or Alav Shenite Glase, even if it doesn't amaze it. The halacha is the carbon oil was Mechaper, it's a Pasuk. V'nirtzo Leil Chaper Ol. So it comes out the oil was also Mechaper. So why are we saying, Chavi Oil is Mamashgin and Oisan? Because the person's not going to bring it, because it's not Mechaper. What do you mean it is Mechaper? The oil is Mechaper. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'nirtzalei l'chaper olav. You know who asks the kasha? Rashi asks the kasha. According to one girsa in Rashi. We'll see in a second. So Rashi atar, it's very simple. That it's true the oila is mechaper. But you don't ever have a chiyuv to bring a carbon oila to be mechaper. If somebody does an avera, she's doing a karas b'shoigig, you have to bring the chatas. It's a carbon that's mechaper, but it's also a carbon chayva. You're obligated to bring it to get your kapar. The same is true for the asham. The oil is mechaper, that's true, but it's not something that you have to do. So even though it is mechaper, so you would think, what do you mean? I want to bring the carbon oil to get kapara. But being that it's not a chayva, somehow you have to work out the teretz a little bit better, but somehow
you worked it out already, Maya.
Right.
It's a mayim, it's a...
That what?
It's Shemayim, it's Mechaper, but not...
It's not right. It's not that it's this cloud is looming over the person, you're saying. It's more in the Ilumis that I'll have to worry about Mechindit and Swansi. I hear. That's what I admire Sfuda. But either way, that's the difference, says Rashi. That's the Venirtzaloi Lechaper Olof. But like we said, that's only one Gerson Rashi. What's the other Gerson Rashi? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Afagaf de Shlomim Mechaper Saseh, even though Karmen Shlomim is Mechaper Naseh, Hayuvalav Chayvi Yolel, Lechashav Lakaparos. So if you look in the Messiah Sashas, it says not Shlomim, it's Oila. So was Rashi asking from Oila, or was Rashi asking from Shlomim? So the Gerson that we have is Shlomim. The other girsa, that's the one that we spoke at, is Oila. By Oila it says Venirtzalei L'chaperola. By Shlomo doesn't say anywhere Venirtzalei L'chaperola. So Pashit, Rashi's girsa is a grais, right? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
So it's a mistake because it's not Shlomim, it's an Oila. Everybody knows that Oila is Mechaper Naseh, but Shlomim you don't find anywhere that's Mechaper. It doesn't say in the Torah, Nirtzalei L'chaper, so what would Rashi's kasha be from Shlomim? Shlomim's good. Shlomim's not Mechaper. The kasha is really from Oila. Stating that, we spoke this out when we learned Masechta Zevachim, there is precedence for this idea that the carbon shlomim is also mechaper. Just one maramakim, and that is a medrash tanchuma in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the medrash tanchuma is actually talking about the ketores, which we spoke a lot about last week. In fact, some of what we spoke about last week, as in Parshas Korach, right after the story of Korach, so the Yidden say, Atam Amitam, Esam Hashem, Hashem gets really angry, Achalo Oysam Karaga, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew the secret, the Razeh, Shegilo Lai Malach Hamavis, and he went ahead and he brought the Ketores. So that's mentioned right here in this Medrash Tanchuma. So it's Tanchuma towards the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Tanchuma talks about the Milah of the Ketores. The Ketores was the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur when he went Lefnai V'Lefnim, which means that the Ketores had an ability to be mechaper. The pasuk says, "V'nasan as haketores alo ish lefnei Hashem, v'chisa anan haketores." Says the medrash, "My v'chisa." Beautiful medrash. Loshen mechilahu keinyan shenemra kisisa kol chatosam zela. So the Ketores was v'chisa anan haketores v'loshen mechila. That the Ketores had an ability to be mechaper. You find shemen uketores yisamach lev. Shemen zekoyin gadol shenim shem b'shemen amishcha. Uketores eli Yisrael shayu roin anan haketores shayu metame v'oilo v'yu smechem. So the Ketores is mechaper. The Ketores brought simcha, and then the Medrash continues. Says the Medrash, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol HaKarbonos she'atem makrivim, for all the karbonos that you bring, in chavav like a Ketores. There's no carbon that I like the Ketores. Teida, she'kol HaKarbonos kulam litzarchein shel Yisrael. Says every time the Yid bring a carbon, they're bringing it for their own benefit. Right? Every time a Yid brings a carbon, who's he bringing it for? He's bringing it for himself. Ketzer, hachatas. Why is the person bringing hachatas? Selfish. Personal reasons. Hachadas ha'isabalach eh ha'asham. Okay, the same thing. Ha'oila bal hirer alev. Hashlamin einon ban ala lechaparo. Shein ban al mitzvah sase. Avadak toiris einon ban loyachet. V'loy alavoin. Loy ala asham. El ala simcha. Heve ha'imer. Uktoiris yisamach lev. This is as a chassidish and medrash. That the why do you bring the ketores for simcha to be happy? So Hashem likes that more than all the other karbanos. You know, you walk in on gazetz. You know, the person has these averas here, alev. This is avera, that avera. It's one big mess, right? So now he's bringing karbanos to get kapara. The ketores is anybody la simcha, and that's why he says the medrash Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mikulcham Ein Li Elo. The one that I like the most is Ein Chavav Alai Ki Ketores. Beautiful. But either way, what does the Medrash say? Has shlomim inan ban el le kapar. The shlomim is ban kapar. Where do you find the shlomim is ban kapar? So this is a Medrash tanchuma, which would seem to be a makar, which at first glance would seem to be, which would say, the truth is, there's a Rambam. The Rambam talks about the mitzvah vidui, right? So when a person brought a carbon, he had to be mezvada. Every carbon he had to be mezvada, says the Rambam, except for one. V'yir elisha inan mezvada ala shlomim. So the carbon toid used to say divrei shevach, mizmulasoida. But you find, says the Rambam, they weren't misvad on the shlomim. What's the toliyah? What would be the shiloh? Should you say vidui on a shlomim, or should you not say vidui on a shlomim? If the shlomim is mechaper, then how do you not say vidui on a shlomim? Why do you say vidui on an oila? Right, that's what vidui is. So if it's mechaper, then it makes sense you should say vidui. If the Rambam says, and then the parakimel hilchas maizar karbonis, v'yirali she'enu mizvada ala shlomim, it would seem to suggest that the shlomim is not mechaper. Either way, vadvar matikin, zok the gemara vaytiv. Avol b'shem mischaper le'anshe yisrael, tatan rabbono, yakriv oisoi. So the Torah says regarding the carbon oilo, yakriv oisoi, l'rtsoinoi lefnei Hashem. What does yakriv oisoi mean? Melamit shekoifin oisoi. They would force, or can force a person to bring a carbon oil. You would think if you can force him, it means literally force him. Like we said, it's an oxymoron. Okay, so is it Yaakov Oisai? Meaning Koifen Oisai? Or is it only Lutzainai? Koifen Oisai, Achayoy Meroitzani. We force him to say Roitzani. Omash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Oilo Tzricho Das. A carbon oil needs Das. Shenemar Lutzainai. So Shmuel walks into Beis Medrash one day and he says, Rabbi, I'm going to tell you a very big chiddush. Oila, if somebody brings a carbon oila, tzricha das. You have to make sure that you have rotzoin, you have das, to bring this carbon oila. How do I know that? Shenemar lir tzoin. Afraid to Gemara. I need Shmuel for that. My kumashmal on Tonino. That's the Mishnah. Isn't that the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah said that even though you can force a person to bring a carbon oil, but koifanoi sachiyoim roitzani. Why does he have to say roitzani? Because it says in the Torah roitzani. So Shmuel, an Amora, walks into Beis Medrash and he says, Chevra have a chiddush, and the chiddush is a Mishnah, which is really a pasuk in the Torah. It says roitzani. It's a freak to Gemara, Maikumash Molon Shmuel, and the Gemara from here, pretty much until the end of the parak, is going to analyze Shmuel's halacha, specifically, what was the chiddush of Shmuel? Shmuel can't just merely be stating the idea that Oilus Tricha Dasa. The Gemara says, Loi Tricha, the Parish Lachavrin. Shmuel was discussing a different halacha than the Mishnah. Meaning, Maldatim, I would have thought that when the Mishnah says that Oilus needs Das, keep in and Das Medidei. That's only true Medidei. Meaning, if you yourself are bringing the carbon, you're paying for it. You're the one that's handing it over to the Kayin. So this is halacha, you have to want it. And if I force you to do it, that's not considered l'tzoyna, and as a result, it's not going to be a kosher oil. But what happens if somebody else wants to bring it on your behalf? What if Reuven needs to bring a carbon oil, and Shimon's his good friend, and Shimon says, you know, I know Reuven's struggling a little bit, he's going to have to bring a carbon now, let me take care of it for him. So he goes, and he buys an animal, and he's makdish it, and he goes to the kohen, and he says, I want this oil to be oil for the chayif, for this obligation that Reuven has. So there you would think, maybe that's different. Because who's bringing the carbon there? Shimon. And Shimon's bringing it, Lert Sinai. Kamash Malan, that was Shmuel's Chiddush. That's also not good. Because Zimnin, the way Nichalei, the Lechapib, maybe the way Didei. Maybe the person doesn't want it. This is not Zochen L'Adam Shalei Befanov. This is Ein Chavib Adam El Befanov. Maybe I don't want it. Maybe I don't want you to bring a carbon for me. Maybe I'd rather bring my own carbon. And as a result, this is not going to work either. So the Mishnah said that Oyla needs Das. Shmuel said Oyla needs Das. They're talking about two different halachas. The Mishnah is saying, Oyla needs das, that if I myself am bringing my own carbon, I have to have das and rotzoin to bring it. If you force me to do it, unless I say roitzani, it's not considered a carbon. When Shmuel said that an oil needs das, he was discussing a different halacha. What happens if somebody wants to bring a carbon on somebody else's behalf? Could I do it or could I not do it? They're the one that's bringing the carbon is doing it l'das. The element of Shalei L'das is that I'm bringing it for somebody else that he doesn't know, or he doesn't want me to do it. It's Kamash Malan Shmuel that doesn't work either. So if I'm bringing my own carbon, I have to do it L'das, and if you want to bring it on behalf of somebody else, you need this person to give you power of attorney. He has to appoint you a shliach, he has to consent to it. But if you just go ahead on your own and assume that I'm doing him a favor, said Shmuel, that's not true. And the reason is because Zimnin de loy nichale de lechape de midi de loy didei. Fake the Gemara kasha meisfei chatasi v'asham ishol pleni alive. If somebody says, I want to bring somebody else's chatas or asham, so the loch is l'das yas, so shloy l'das lo yas. If the person knows about it, it's good. If he doesn't know about it, it's not good. I lost the shlom ishol pleni alive. What if somebody says, I want to bring somebody else's oil or somebody else's shlomim? So then the loch is bein l'das, bein shloy l'das yas. Whether I do it l'das or I do it shloy l'das, the loch is it yas. So if I want to bring somebody else's chatas v'asham, he needs to sign off. If I want to bring his oil and shlovin, bein ladas, bein shalei ladas yotza. I don't need him to sign off. This is mamish Shmuel's halacha, but it's the opposite of what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that oil tzricha das, we explained it means that if you want to bring somebody else's oil, you need his consent. It's a mefurish abraisa. That by a chatas and an asham, you need his consent. But when it comes to an oil and a shlovin, not so. The Gemara says, Amalach Shmuel, kitanya hi b'shas kapara. De irtzi b'shas hafrosha. That braisa is talking about b'shas kapara, where he already was masking b'shas hafrosha. Ki kamina no b'shas hafrosha. In other words, there's two stages in bringing a carbon. The time of the hafrosha, I want this animal now to be a carbon for that particular chayv. And then there's this man of the actual kapara. Shmuel said that oyla tzricha das, you can't just go ahead and be mafresh a carbon on somebody else's behalf. So if you want this animal to now be mufresh for this obligation, you need the person to agree to it. You need the person to consent. Once the person signs off and he says, I'm agreeable for you to be mafresh a carbon on my behalf, now when it comes time to actually bring it off, to call him again. So, oh, by the way, you know, I'm about to bring the carbon. Are you okay with me giving it to the kohen? No. Once he agreed to it at the time of that frasha, that's going to be okay.
So that's called shas kapar the second time?
The second time shas kapar. So when Shmuel said the halach is that oil is tzricha das, he meant the shas hafrasha. But once I get the sign off at the time of the afrasha, when it comes to the shas of the kapara, there the halacha is bein ladas, bein shaloi ladas. The halacha is you're going to be yaitza. So the Gemara pleaded Ula. If this is pshat and Shmuel, it comes out that Shmuel argued with Ula. What did Ula say? Amar Ula leichilku bein chatas la'ila. So there's Ula and there's Oila in this Gemara, right? Ula's with an aleph, Oila's with hey. But either way, leichilku bein chatas la'ila. This chilah between chatas and Oila is shachatas tzricha das b'shas afrasha, va'ila ain't tzricha das b'shas afrasha. Chatas needs das b'shas afrasha. Oila does not need das b'shas afrosha, aval b'shas kapara, idi v'idi l'das yotza, shaloi l'das yotza. Ula said, mamish the opposite of what Shmuel said. Ula said that, I don't care about the shas afrosha. Shas kapara, you can do whatever you want. So shas afrosha by chatas and asham is tzricha das, oila and shlomim ain't tzricha das. When it comes time to the kapara, you're about to bring it, now you need sign off from the baal ha-carbon, the one that's obligated to bring the carbon, even with regards to, it says the Gemara, Shmuel's chiluk is the antithesis of ulas chelik. Right, the Gemara meisve. I'll ask you a kasha. Chatasiv v'ashamay alasay v'shlamav shal ployni alay ladasi yotza shaloy ladasi yotza. So you have a second brisa, and this brisa is different than the first brisa. It contradicts the first brisa. The first brisa said a chelik between a chatas and a nasham and a noyla and a shlam. Chatas v'asham tzrichadas, oyla v'asham loy tzrichadas. This brisa is the opposite. Chatas v'asham oyla and shlamim ladasi yotza shaloy ladasi yotza. Even oyla and shlamim needs yotza. So l'churid, you have a steer between the two brises. So the Gemara says that if you're holding cheshbon, it's not a steer. Shmuel muki la b'shasa afrasha, uli muki la b'shasa kapara. Shmuel b'shitasa is going to say that there's a chiluk between afrasha and kapara. By afrasha, you need das for neilan ashlamim. By kapara, you don't need das. And Ula is going to say it just the opposite. Says the Gemara, very simple. Amar Papa, mas naisa dadi lekasha. The two brises, which at first glance seem to contradict each other, again, how so? The first brise said chatas and asham needs das, oylun shlomim doesn't need das. The second brise said chatas, asham, oylun shlomim all need das. Not a stira. Ha b'shas kapara, ha b'shas afrasha. Amayroin nami loikasha. The amayroin who stated their respective opinions, Shmuel's had his shita, Ula had his shita, they're not upgefrekt from the brises. Why not? Because Shmuel moiki kamaisa b'shas kapara b'sraisa b'shas afrasha and uli moiki ipcha. Right? Each one is going to make the kimtas the way we discussed it. Amirai vade pligi. Rapapa said a third thing. He said Amiram themselves are certainly arguing. I mean, they're saying two opposite things. They're both being mechalik between afrasha and kapara as it relates to the oil and the shlamim. Shmuel is saying the chilik one way and Ula is saying the chilik the other way. So Rapapa made three observations per this very brief discussion that we just had regarding the oil and the shlamim, where somebody else is bringing the karma on your behalf, tzrichadas, loy tzrichadas, a chilik between the shas afrasha and the shas kapara. The Gemara asked the obvious question, pshita. Rapapa just did the math for us. Rapapa didn't say one thing that we didn't already know. He didn't say one chiddush. The Gemara says, mao de teima, no. Rapapa is saying a little bit of chiddush. You know why? Because you could have thought, my b'shas afrosha to come Shmuel, that when Shul said b'shas afrosha, he meant af b'shas afrosha. Meaning, when Shmuel said his halacha that oil is srichadas, and Shmuel said, when is it srichadas? B'shas afrosha. Maybe he meant you need a b'shas afrosha, and you need a b'shas kapara. Now, why didn't we say that originally? Why'd we jump in and say, no, 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 Shmuel can't hold that oil is always srichadas when somebody else is bringing the karmen on your behalf? There has to be a time where Shmuel holds oil is ain't srichadas. Why did the Gemara say that? Because the Gemara has the kasha from a braisa. The braisa said that oil and shlamim shall plaini bein ladas bein shal oil ladas yotza. So how could Shmuel go connect the braisa? So we said, oh, Shmuel's talking about the shas afrosha, and the braisa is talking about the shas kapara. But we only said that because there was a brisa, not like Shmuel. So says the Gemara, now that we have another brisa, once the Gemara introduced the second brisa, and the second brisa contradicted the first brisa, see, not muchach to make any chilukim anymore. You could say that really Shmuel's going head on against the brisa. How could Shmuel go head on the brisa? He has another brisa. He has a time of the Messiah. So it's not muchach the whole shtickle Torah. The shtickle Torah that we said in Shmuel, just to reconcile Shmuel with a brisa, was there must be two zmanim in a carpet. There's the Shas Hafrosha and there's the Shas Kapara. And Shmuel's being mechalik between the Shas Hafrosha and the Shas Kapara. Shmuel never really said it. He didn't say it, Rochel Bitchaktana. He sort of implied it, because otherwise, how are you going to reconcile Shmuel's manner with the Braisa? But that was all true when, as far as we knew, there was one Braisa. But once B'neshe Chasugya, we realized there was a second Braisa. So maybe Shmuel is arguing with the one Braisa, because he holds the two Braises contradict each other, they're arguing with each other, and he picked Braisa B over Braisa A, which Shmuel as an Amora has a right to do. So maybe there's no chilik at all. And maybe Shmuel holds Oilet Srichadas, Bein B'Shas Afrosha, Bein B'Shloi B'Shas Afrosha. He was never Mechah. Ah, Shmuel, and that was Rapapa's Chiddush. Rapapa's Chiddush was, no, that everything we said up until now stands, and don't think that because there's a second Braisa, that maybe Shmuel is going to just go with the second Braisa and not get involved into the weeds of Shas Afrosha, Shas Kapara. It's all one and the same. The same concept that you have of koifin oisay atchiyem eroitzani. When it comes to a carbon, you have, when it comes to gitei noshim as well. So if you have a man who the chachamim deemed has an obligation to divorce his wife and he doesn't want to, you can force him, but at the same time he has to eroitzani because get needs das, it needs rotzen. And if the person doesn't willingly want to give a get, his wife will not be megoresh. Stating that, kaifen I say, achiyay meroitzen. He's talking about Rav Sheishes on this note. Haiman the masmaido agito. Let's say somebody says, listen, I know the rabbis that they want me to divorce my wife. I'm letting you know right now, I'm not doing it. And he's moise maido. He literally sits down with a lawyer. He writes a document. He has edim. He notarizes it. This is a legal document that says that whatever the rabbanim forced me to do, it's not enforceable. He's moise maido that don't pay attention to any get that I might give my wife. The halacha is maido e maido. Yeah, a person has a right to do that, and it has legal significance in Shulchan Aruch. Said the Gemara, Pshita. Well, why is that a chiddush? There is a concept of being moise maida. So why do Rav Sheishes have to speak it out in our sugya? So the Gemara says, Leitzricha dasu averitzim. Now the chiddush is that what happens if after the person was moise maida, they pushed him to give a get, and he gave a get. Okay, he was moise maida. That it shouldn't be a get. So this is the point that's missing in the words of the Gemara that Rashi fills in, and that is when he gave the get, his body language suggested that he was backing off of his mesiras maida. You were able to read his body language in halacha, right? So how do you look at that? Now the tame I would have thought bitule batle. Then maybe that body language is a bittle on his mesiras maida. Kamash malon that it's not that way. And had Rav Sheishes know that? Had Rav Sheishes know not to give significance to a person's body language, the imkein listening at sheyite. Because why does it say koifen oisai at sheyoymer? Why does he have to say the words right, Sonny? It should say koifen oisai at sheyite. Until he shows body language that this is something that he wants to do. My at sheyoymer. Why say at sheyoymer? Adam avatale the moida. He actually has to be, because we're talking about a person who doesn't want to give it. So he was moise moida to some extent. So obviously he's saying, I don't want to give a get. I don't want, once you say you don't want to give a get, you did the proverbial mesiras moida. At that point, the only way it's going to be considered that you did it by ratzen, at sheyoymer ratzen, not at sheyite. Not until you show it. You actually have to say it. Dvarim shabalev in a dvarim. You have to say it physically, and it's at that point that it's going to be considered that you were moise maida. Hadron aloch ha'oimer mishkan.
Apparently, only you saw this Rashi with the body language. Most people
did. Oh, you didn't see it? It's in Rashi's body language. I saw it, I think.
There was a
half
minute of body language.
Where did you take it from?
All right, we'll talk about that offline. Yeah, the irtzi losses I get. I hear. Yeah, it's the body language of Rashi. He's saying good maye, kalagavot. So either way, just to end this brief daf, the daf is always shorter when you start, you know, halfway down the amid and you finish halfway down the amid. But you mask him, Morty. What's the? So either way, just to end with one classic some cipher. So just with one chasam sofer, and that is that, so the Gemara says we have this idea of koifen ois achiyemi roitzen, and the Mishnah said it with regards to two contexts. Number one, with regards to a carbon. It says in the Torah that the carbon oil was v'nirtzoloi l'chaper olav. I'm sorry, it says with regards to the carbon oil, wrong pasuk, yakruv oisoi l'rtzoine l'fnei Hashem. L'rtzoine means that the carbon oil had to be brought l'ratzoi. And if it was not brought l'ratzoi, it's a psul in the carbon, stating that yakrivos, melamet shekoyfen oisai. Okay, it sounds impossible. How could you force a person to do something l'ratzon? The teretz is koyfen oisai, achiyoy meroitzani. And it's learned that from a pasuk, yakrivos teaches me that you could force a person, as long as he says roitzani, that would be enough. You find it with regards to gittei nashim as well, that you could force a person to give a get. Now, the truth is that with regards to a carbon, you have a pasuk. What's the chiddush again of Yaakov Oisai? Not that you can force a person to bring an oil. You can't force a person to bring an oil. It means you can force a person to get to a point where if he says the words right, Sani, that's going to be enough. So there's a pasuk, a limud, that teaches me this halach of koifen oisai achiyemi right, Sani, when it comes to a car. By gitei nashim, there is no pasuk. There's no pasuk that says that if you force a man to say roitzani to give a get, that the get is going to be a get. We know it's somehow misvar. So what is this svar? So the Gemara over here is Beketzer, but of course this is something that's discussed in greater detail in Perek Cheskes Abatim, in a very well-known sugya, Cheskes Abatim, Bava Basra, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, with the sugya of Toyu of Vizov and Zvine Zvini, where the Gemara discusses this concept of Koifenoi Sachem Roitzani in the context of Mekachememker, etc. And over there the Gemara says that the reason by get you can force a person to say Roitzani, it's going to be a good get, is because Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim. And it's Yoduah that the Rambam, Hilchas Gerish, and Perek Bez Alokhachov explains B'Lishoyne Hazov, this concept of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. He says the reason is because deep down, every single yid wants to do the ratzon Hashem. Everybody wants to do the right thing. I mean that everybody wants to do the right thing. When a person is arguing with the chacham say, divorce your wife, says, no, I don't want to. At that point, that person is really under the influence of the Yetzer Hara. He's being forced to say that he doesn't want to listen to the Chacham, because deep down, his Ratzin Pnimi is to listen to the Chachamim. But it's Yitzray who doesn't say. His Yetzer Hara is being ma'anisim. So says the Rambam that when we get the person to say Reitzani, we're not getting him to do something under duress. It's just the opposite. We're removing the duress. That Yetzer Hara that's getting him to not listen to the Chachamim, we're moving away. And we're reinstating his real ratzin. His real ratzin is to do what the chachamim want him to do. So it's not a joke, says the Rambam. Kaifenai. Right? First, it sounds like a joke. Kaifenai. Say the magic words. Oh, reitzani. Boom. Oh, reitzani is this. There's an umdin of the muchachid that the person really doesn't want to do it. The teretz is that's if you're working with his superficial ratzin. But we're going into his subconscious. Chachamim rarely do this. This is where the subconscious mind plays a role in halacha. So we're going to go into his subconscious mind, and we're going to say subconsciously, you really want to do the right thing. And the right thing is to listen to the chacham. That's the oimik of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. Freik t'chsan soif. If that's the case, and this is a well-known yeshivish Rambam, everyone knows this Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Chav in Hilchas Gerushin, and that's the underlying svara behind this concept of a get ma'usa, where you can force a person to give a get as long as he says the words right, Sonny. So if that's the case, why do you need a pasuk of Yaakov Oysa now? Yaakov Oysa Lutzayna, you need a pasuk to tell me that when it comes to a carbon oila, you can force a person as long as he says right, Sonny. Why should the oila be different than a get? If a person has a chiv to bring a carbon oila, that means he has an obligation, the mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham, this is a din Torah, is to go ahead now and to give a get. So why do I need Yaakov Oysa? And in fact, the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra gives a svara for the Yaakov Oysa l'tzaynoi. The nichale le'inish de tahavale kapara. It's a new svara. Nichale de tahavale kapara. Based on a pasuk of Yaakov Oysa l'tzaynoi. Frank Tachsam Soifer, once I know this Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Chav with regards to Gerushin, so why shouldn't it be true with regards to your obligation to bring the carbon oil? As I Frank Tachsam Soifer. Incidentally, this Chsam Soifer, what's that? It's half of a fell. So it says the Chsam Soifer, I'll tell you, Dominic. He says that the emesis, this Rambam always bothered me. You know, the Rambam says that deep down, every person really wants to do the right thing. He says, is that true? He says, we know when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, and they were mekabel the Torah. They didn't want to be mekabel the Torah. It was kofen aleihem har kegiyas. Hashem had to force the Yidden to be mekabel the Torah until they finally said the words. They saw the har. They said, listen, you have two choices. The second choice wasn't really an option. And as a result, they had no choice but to say nasav and ishma. In fact, Rava said, mikamidor rabbele raisa. The whole Kabbalah's Torah was done by Ines. The whole Kabbalah's Torah was done by Ines. So how could you tell me the ratzon pnimi of every Yid is to do the ratzon Hashem? Just the opposite. The whole Kabbalah Satir in the first place was always done by Ratz. It was only done by Oynes. Afraid to Chassam Soif is, I never understood this Rambam. How do you reconcile this Rambam with the idea that Kabbalah Satir was done by Oynes? He says, you have to say in its Pasha. Because even though when the Yidden were Mekabal the Torah at Har Sinai, they were Mekabal the Torah by Oynes, Mekabal the Rabb, I said, but how do you blow the Mech HaShveresh? And the Mech HaShveresh, they were Mekabal the Torah by Ratzin. Then they were Mekabal the Torah by Hava. Says the Chassam Soif, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush Neira. And that is that this idea of the Rambam and Hilchas Gerushin, that deep down the Ratzon Pnimi of a Yid is to do the right thing, that was only after Hadir Kibluah B'Meach HaShverosh. So after the Yidu Mekabel Torah again B'Ahava, they were Mekabel Torah B'Ratzon, Hadir Kibluah B'Meach HaShverosh. So at that point, there was Nischadish this Rambam, that the Ratzon Pnimi of a Yid is to do the right thing. But when the Yid stood at Har Sinai, at that point, it wasn't true yet. So he says it's true. The Rambam wrote his Hilchas Gerushin, he wrote in the Middle Ages. This was over 1,000 years after the story of Purim. At that point, Avad, it's true. At that point, there's no question that the Ratzon Pnimi of a Yid, and therefore any time the Chachamim force a person to do a mitzvah, as long as he says Reitzani, we reckon with his subconscious mind, which is Hadir Kibluah, the conscience of the Yid was Mekabel Torah B'Ahava B'Ratzon, and deep down he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. But that was only true after Hadir Kibluah. But the Yid was standing at Har Sinai, and they gave the Yid in the Torah. At that point, they were Mekabel Torah B'Oynes. It was Kofan Aleim Har Kegigis. It was Mikamidor Rabbi Le'Raisa. At that point, we were Mekabel Torah at gunpoint. Oh, if that's the case, Yaakov Oysa L'tzayin, and it's a pasuk that's tailor-made for karbanos. It's because the nichalei to tahavalei kapara. It wasn't true mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim went into effect after the Hadir Kibluah B'Meach HaShveresh. But at Maimed Har Sinai, Parshas Vayikra, real time, it's Yaakov Oysa L'tzayin. There you have to have a pasuk. What was the kasha? Typically, don't you have the Rambam and Hilchas Gerushin? Yeah, the Rambam and Hilchas Gerushin is only true after the Hadir Kibluah B'Meach HaShveresh. This is before the Hadir Kibluah, and it's for that reason at this point this is something that incidentally the Chassam Sofer works a lot with this Rambam and Perek Beis and Hilchos Gerushin. Bali Musa will speak about this, but in Halacha, this is something common. One of the places that Chassam Sofer talks about this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that right. Shol, they asked Rabbeinu Tam, there was a meshumet, a mummer, a yid that nabuch is a rupkefudin from the Yiddish aveg, and he was divorcing his wife, and he gave a get, and they only wrote his Jewish name. They didn't write his non-Jewish name. For Shalgu Rabbeinu Tam brings him Masechtas Gittin. They ask Rabbeinu Tam if that gets going to be kosher. Right? When a person divorces his wife, they write all his names, his nicknames, all the names. Sheimus Hagittin is a very complicated miktsaya. So they write all the names. So over here, this guy's a meshomet. He hasn't used his Jewish name since his bris. And right now, they're right until this is the last time he got an aliyah. And they're putting it.
He's now known.
So the question they ask Rabbeinu Tam is it a kosher get? It's like Ikka Chosim and Asefer. They left out his real name. And Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddush. He said, Chalila to write a non-Jewish name, B'Torah's Moshe V'Yisrael. He said, you can't write a non-Jewish name in a get. And Avada, the only name you're supposed to write is the Jewish name. You don't write a non-Jewish name in a get. There's a big tumult in Halacha. But that's where Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Tosfos Masechtas Gittin. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam said. And there's two tremendous chiddushim in this Tosfos. Two chiddushim. Chiddush number one, there's something wrong with a non-Jewish name. Okay, maybe it's not such a chiddush. But number one is non-Jewish names. That's one discussion. Right? If Rabbeinu Tam had a problem with writing a non-Jewish name in a get, that means there's something inherently not okay with a non-Jewish name. That's the first thing you see in the slices. The second thing is that there's some kedusha to a get. Why is it a kedusha? A get's a document. That's all it is. I mean, it's a get. It's a document, right? At the end of the day, that's all it is, a legal document. So why should a get even have kedusha that chalila to write a Jewish name in a get? And both of these are discussed extensively by the Akronim. But Chassam Sofer in an art says, in a tshuva, he says that I think Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is as false. He goes, I don't think there's a problem. It's not the Jewish name versus the non-Jewish name. That wasn't the Nakuda. And he says a very big chiddush. He says, most people that divorce their wives do it under the duress. They do it under duress. They do it by oinus. He says, Reif Gittin happened with some element of oinus. And most times that a person divorces his wife, we're relying to a degree on Koifen Oysa Echiyemi Reitzani. This Mishnah that we just learned, the Chaim Begittin Noshim, says, the Chassam Sofer underpins most gerushins. So it's a Lashon HaMishnah tucked away. Like the whole Masechtas Erechin is tucked away, right? It's true. But it's right, it's between Pchairis and Tamura. No, but everything, like within the Masechtas. Yeah, he says, this is halacha, even though it's like a throwaway line. V'chein ha-to'omer b'gitei noshin, k'yif ha-noyis ha-chiyem ha-roitzin, he says, k'mat every single get relies on this line. V'chein ha-to'omer b'gitei noshin. So, and how does this work? It's the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin. What's Rambam Hilchos Gerushin? It's the Rotzon Pnimi. It's who the person really wants to be. See, this guy's a meshumet. He's a mummer. He doesn't use his Jewish name. Nah, that's not me. I'm that guy. That's not a name that I use. But right now, in this moment, when he writes together, he's tapping into his subconscious that at the end of the day, he's a heilig yid. And at the end of the day, he's a yidat tzaddik. And that's what he's tapping into right now at this point. So it's for that reason, here we're going to write his Jewish name. Because at this moment, we're not looking at this prosti yid. At this moment, what we're looking at is the Ratzon Pnimi, the yid whose zayda was hodik kabur b'me'ach hashverish b'yahavu ratzon. Rabbi Weinberg spoke on Shabbos. He said the biggest mishumet of the world when it came during the Holocaust, they stuck their necks out and they allowed themselves to be slaughtered. He said the Rabbi Arla Belzer said there was once a yid he was talking negatively about somebody else. He said something to Rabbi Arla Belzer. He said that yid is a mechal Shabbos b'farhesir. He said something very negative about him, and Rabbi Arla Belzer said that if right now they came and they started shechting yidin, he would take his neck out, he would stick it out, he'd let himself be slaughtered. That's ready to be moisten nefesh for the Eibishter. Don't talk that way. And that's what this person is showing right now. We're looking at him the way the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin looked at him. We're looking at his subconscious. His subconscious, he's a yid. His subconscious, he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. He's a Jew with a Jewish name, and that's why when it comes to the get, we're going to use his Jewish name.